B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning, everybody. How about those vibes? I was in the house last night. Give me the go horn. Tunis. It was a fun game last night. Fly guys. I've been loving Joel Farabee. Ever since he came up, I just watch him. And, connecting is ridiculous, right? So it was, but I'm in love with this Farabee, man. He's just a stud. He looks different. He just is different. He's a talent. Anyway, I say that. Let's go Flyers. We'll talk about a little Flyer hockey because I have some things. I had the family down last night at the Flyers game. So the kids were all grittied up. And I want to talk about that for a second. But the lead for today, and not to bury it, is the bye week. And who are the Eagles? What are they? What is their ceiling? Can they do? Can they achieve what we want them to achieve? Can they somehow turn around the season? I mean, 5-4, they're still alive, as you well know. I got to ask you something. So yesterday I'm listening to Mikey Miss, and he makes the statement that they're fine. And he says, yeah, no, they're good. They're good. You're just going to have to win in a different style of offense. You're going to have to try to grind it out. And all salient points. But here's my biggest problem. And this is why I don't want to be pessimistic, but I am. I can't hide it from you. This idea and this notion that you can really win the way they won against Chicago and the way they won against Buffalo in a grinded out fashion, I think is fool's gold. Because I don't think their defense is good enough to play that style. Like I heard people say, wow, the Ravens, look how the Ravens beat New England. The Ravens have a good defense. This defense, it isn't terrible, but it's not good. This is as mediocre a defense as you're going to get. That's what they are. They got some holes here, some holes there, some players here, some players there. That's what they are. This is not a team that you're going to ride its defense and run game to Super Bowl playoffs. And while I don't think it's out of the question that they can beat Dallas at home, I don't think it's a lock by any stretch. I think the Cowboys are a better team. It pains me to say it. It pains me to say it every fiber of my being. But the Cowboys are a much better team than the Eagles. I don't know. They look at their receivers. As good as we like Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders, they got Zeke and Pollard. Advantage Cowboys. They got receivers. Their offensive line, I don't know, I mean, what's it, a push? And then their defense is better. And I think their offense, because it has a component of you can get the ball down the field and strike quickly. See, they got home run hitters. Zeke allows them to have man on the outside a lot of ways, right? Because you got to cheat the safety in. Otherwise, and you saw it last night. You saw it on Monday night. The Giants are a bad defense. But the Giants are trying to load the box up to stop Zeke. Well, you do that, you got to deal with Cooper down the field. Or Michael Gallup, who's better than anybody the Eagles have. So if you look at their offense, I think it's markedly better than the Eagles' offense. And I think their defense is better. So while I don't think they're a great, great team, I think there are other teams better in the NFC than the Cowboys, but they're better. And I don't think it's a lock that they come in and lose, which frightens me. But this is just the way I'm looking at it. I could be missing something. But I heard Mikey say, Mikey feels fine. I don't feel fine. I just don't think their defense is good enough. I thought all along, if you were going to win, you were going to have to win with offense going down the field. I mean, that's the way they're built, right? They're built with, they put a lot of money along the defensive line, which means you should be playing with a lead, not scratching and clawing and having 13 play drives. Look, it was beautiful what they did against Chicago. 8 minutes and 24 seconds. But that said, you think you're going to do that against really good teams of this conference? That Chicago team sucks, all right? I told you for the year I thought they were a bad team. They have no offense. You don't fear their offense. Same thing with Buffalo. You don't fear Buffalo's offense. So, you know, it's all well and good that you can grind it out and wear those two teams out. But what are you going to do against really good teams? Can that recipe work? I don't feel it. And it kills me to say it. But today, you know, this week, we got to take inventory. It's Eagles at the bye. That means grades. I got guys we need to grade. That means inventory. We start off the inventory with who are we? And we have to look critically. It's like any other business, right? When you take inventory, they do it in the NFL. They call it self-scouting. I want to self-scout this team. And that means you got to be overly critical because you can't miss anything because you have to figure out how do I overcome? And the only way to overcome is to identify weakness. Where does the weakness lie? And for me, it's not enough offense, and it's too mediocre of a defense. Yeah, I think, you know, you can shorten games, go running game, tight ends, labor through a drive. But is that going to take you to the playoffs? I don't know, let alone Super Bowl. Good morning, Chunas.
You're killing me.
I'm sorry.
I'm in a good place, though.
Are you great?
Yes.
Because maybe you could sway me. I doubt it, but maybe you can.
I get it. The wide receivers, the lack of production that you've been getting from them all season long. I know the concerns of the defense, but you are getting some guys back for the secondary, and it's an extra week with the bye week to get some guys
healthy. Getting all the guys back is fine, but you're going to tell me that's a good defense?
No, it's not a great defense, but I think they're going to hold their own with guys like Jalen Mills now a couple weeks under his belt. Ronald Darby looked all right in his first game back. You got Cravon LeBlanc coming back.
Eric Allen was coming back.
Yes. Eric Allen, Darrell Revis, you name it. I'm in a good place as of right now. 5-4 going into the bye. I'm in a good place.
I'm so happy you're in a good place. I'm thrilled you're in a good place because maybe that good place, you can inch me toward the good place. I'm not in a good place. I don't. I feel pessimistic. I'm trying not to overreact, but I think if we're going to take inventory, I think we have to be honest from what we see. This, you know, for all the reasons that we've chronicled throughout the first 9 weeks of the season, they're not a Super Bowl team.
Right now, they're not a Super Bowl team. Right now,
I don't even know if they're a playoff team.
Well, that's what I'm looking toward.
And do you think they're better than the Cowboys? Because I don't.
On paper, no, I don't think they're better than the Cowboys. But I also look at the schedules, and I see that the Cowboys have a far more difficult schedule than the Eagles do the second half of the season. And okay, I don't think the Cowboys are this fantastic football team that they're going to run through that schedule. Yeah, you know what? They might be on paper better than the Eagles. And let's see what that happens in that second head-to-head
matchup.
Well,
it's not really on paper. It's on the field.
Field. I get it.
I mean, they show it on the field. I mean, you can look at their strengths and weaknesses and go, they're a better team. I mean, like, it pains me to say it.
No, I understand.
I take no glee in saying any of this stuff, but if we're going to take inventory, and that's what today's about, taking inventory, I don't know. You think it's a lock the Eagles win that game?
I don't think it's a lock, but you pointed out they have a better defense. They have better wide receivers. They have a better running back group. I get that.
Eagles, and quarterback is a winner, and he plays within the offense.
Yes, but I still think the Eagles have the better quarterback, and I think the Eagles have the better head coach. Now, I know Jason Garrett's not really doing much these days.
He's got 17 coaches on the sidelines.
But I give the nod to the head coach.
Including the young stud offensive coordinator
from
Boise.
I get your concerns, but I'm still in a good place right now. I'm almost with the side of Mike.
Good. I'm glad you are, because I need to talk to you about it. Maybe you can articulate something that makes me feel better, or at least closer to you, where you're in a good place. I don't know what you see, and we need to dissect it. And maybe through dissection and taking real inventory, I can move to your spot. Maybe the callers can help me as well. I got to see where we line up today. Today's taking inventory. It's a big day. Flyers 4-1. It's good. I love going to games. I particularly love going to Flyers and Sixers games. I there's something about that building that is my happy place. Now, maybe years and years and years ago at the place down the street I worked at. So when I was a senior in high school and, you know, through college, I worked at the Spectrum as a guard, as an usher. And I'm in that building. I feel like happy. And it was a fun game last night. And I love Farabee, and Hart played well, especially early on. And they dominated that third period. They dominated that third period against Carolina. All right, I'll talk a little Flyer hockey. All right.
I'm in.
In the spirit of my man Jason, talk a little Flyer hockey. We got Sixers tonight against Utah. We got Jaws coming up to help. Maybe Jaws can help out. He's going to help take inventory today. Sixers Utah tonight. Again, I say that again because it's Ben versus Donovan Mitchell, and I can't wait. All right, 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. Hello, Rhonda. The lovely Rhonda. 610-632-0975. Here's the deal. We're going to take inventory. I want to know what you see. And I hope that you're not as pessimistic as I am. And again, I'm not telling you I'm a complete non-believer, but I don't feel good. Hopefully you do, and you can sway me. But either way, we got to be honest, and we got to take inventory. That's what you do during the bye week, and we start doing it today. Midday Show. I'm Cuz.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
What up?
What up? It's 1022. Welcome back. As we try to figure out and take inventory. How about Mikey Miss on the text board sending me a hockey net emoji? How about that?
Oh, jeez.
That was awesome.
He was locked in last night.
Yeah. No, I don't know, because a couple of great college games on. But I don't know if he was. I'm sure he was locked. Listen, the biggest misnomer is that he's not a hockey fan. He loves hockey. He's a great hockey mind. Well, he likes to tweak. But he sent me the...
he's a good tweaker.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, Philadelphia, you break balls here. But he sent me the hockey net emoji. So, I look up, I see Ben Simmons. Oh, my God. Please, I hope he outplays. I hope he has a big game. He has to have a big game tonight. You know that. Against Mitchell.
Yeah, but I kind of expect Embiid to go off tonight.
I do too.
After missing two games.
I do too, but Ben needs to have a big game. He needs to come back. It's all well and good. Big man's back. He needs to come back after a disappearance. So, quite frankly, I expect Embiid to come back and be Embiid, but I want Ben to be more of the focal point.
It may actually be bad timing that Embiid's coming back tonight when it's after a game where Ben needed to be more aggressive.
Frankly, I would have, if Embiid had to sit tonight, I'd be fine with it. Because I'd want to see Ben with Donovan Mitchell tweaking him, going, I should have been rookie of the year. And I wanted to see his reaction on the floor. All right. So you feel good.
I'm still in a good place.
All right. Without the blanket question of why?
I want to look at the offense first. The offensive line is still playing well. I'm thrilled with the way that Andre Dillard's been playing. I don't like, quite frankly, Doug Peterson saying it's Jason Peters' job when he comes back. I would prefer Andre Dillard to play the rest of the season at this point. But I like the way the offensive line has been playing, and I do think Doug is going to start tweaking the offense. I think, like Howie, they expected DeSean Jackson to come back and for DeSean Jackson to come back and be able to play well. And I think Doug never really made this drastic change to the offense, right?
You know what's amazing? Is even yesterday I heard people say, oh, he can come back for the Cowboys game. What?
Like, yeah,
that
down
was,
there.
Was a couple weeks. Now he's on injured reserve.
So. He'll be lucky if he's back playoff time, right? So I think Doug is going to finally take inventory like we're talking about today during this bye week and figure out an offense that's going to work with the guys that you have. I mean, even if they do bring in Jordan Matthews, it's not like he's a deep threat.
Okay, so here's my question off of that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can concede, and I think we can reach an agreement that the way the offense has to score is grind it out.
Yes. Oh, by far.
You know,
that's what they've been doing the last 2 weeks.
You know, 8-10 plays, grind. Fourth and three, going for it.
Carson Wentz making big plays on third and twos.
Yep. Quarterback sneaks. Do they have the defense to win playing a style of offense like that? Because your offense and defense has to match one another in the style in which you play. Exhibit A, the Ravens.
I get that, but I will say this to you. I am happy, and I get it. The last 2 weeks, they haven't played good quarterbacks, Mitch Trubisky and Josh Allen, but I do like the way the defensive front has been getting pressure on the quarterback. And I think I said this before the season started. These are the same corners that we saw 2 years ago when they won the Super Bowl, and their biggest thing was getting push on the quarterback. And if the front four can get pressure on the quarterback,
500 yards in the Super Bowl.
And the Super Bowl.
You got to stop talking about this.
But they played well, okay, during the regular season. So my point is, if the front four can get pressure on the quarterback with Jannard Avery, even he had a nice little game last week.
Yeah, he did. I look, again, I don't want to be forced to play the role of Grinch,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, you're giving me the same defense as the Super Bowl. That defense wasn't good in the Super Bowl. You know, they got lucky that they had to play Case Keenum.
Yes.
All right. And you had Atlanta out of the dome in wind and cold.
But one of the biggest plays that Case Keenum game was Chris Long getting pressure on him and the pick six with Patrick Robinson. And that's what I'm going to hold on to is hopefully this front four. Fletcher Cox is healthy now. And you could tell he's been playing his best football in the last couple of weeks. You get Fletcher Cox, right, so Tim Jernigan's back.
So let's go a little further, right? And play a game out with the Cowboys. I'm going to go heavy Zeke. And you're going to stop me with what linebackers?
Nigel Bradham's coming back eventually.
Dude, really? You give me Nigel Bradham?
That's all we got. We all we got, we all we need.
Really, how do you stop the Cowboys?
A lot of single high safety, and you bring Malcolm Jenkins up, and yeah, hope to God that Rodney McLeod figures things out.
Yeah, it's not really a recipe. Not if you got Zeke Elliott.
It'll be interesting to see if they move Rasul Douglas around a little bit more, Avante Maddox around a little
bit
more.
That's my point. My point is that, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's not impossible. I'm not making it out to be impossible, but if I'm giving you matchups, mm-hmm. the matchups are tough when you're playing them. Now, the only thing here's what I hope for in that game. It's cold, December cold, and December winds. Yes.
That's what you want.
I need revenant. Because if it's...
Because I can.
You know, December 65 degrees, They're not matching up. That defense needs revenant weather.
What if it's cold?
Well, you know, then that's not bad. Let's get started. Let's go to Steve in Delaware. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Stevie!
Hey, what's going on, Ant? What's going on, guys?
Let's crack a late and Steve.
All right, so I completely agree with you. I am not enthused about where the Eagles are now. And if anybody sees it, if anybody's optimistic, you're going to be very disappointed because this team, as it is just not good enough to really make a splash. I mean, I don't understand the logic in bringing back Jordan Matthews, that retread, because he doesn't do anything that you need. You need someone that has speed and stretch the field. He never was that guy.
Never.
What is the point? What is the point of bringing him back? Just because he's familiar. And that's what I keep hearing. I keep seeing. We keep bringing back these guys that are familiar, but not really good. I was like, this. You got Jordy Nelson sitting out there. He's been cut by the Raiders. And his story, if I remember, he used to torch Jalen Mills. He's got speed. So I was like, this. What is the point of going out? I mean, you don't have to
him much. Listen, I'm with you. I don't know what Jordy Nelson has left when it comes to speed. But I don't know. It's got to be better than Jordan Matthews.
Far better than Jordan
Matthews. I mean,
and I'm like,
at the very least, Nelson is an accomplished receiver, knows how to find space.
And I'm like, I just do not see what is the point of even entertaining Jordan Matthews again. I'm like, he's not a good receiver. He's just going to give you the same thing that you got. You don't have anybody to stretch the field. And then Torrey Smith getting him out of retirement. I leave that man back in retirement. And then I look at that man back in retirement. Why do you think he's retired? Because he's not that good.
And then
I'm trying to see, where's this optimism about, I mean, the defense is mediocre. The offense is no consistency anywhere on that team. So what kind of splash are you thinking this team's going to make?
See, that's where I'm with you. Like, I can't get over this fact. Like, if you want to play grind it out style, okay, like, I think you could if your defense was a great defense. But it's not.
There's nobody on this defense. And then skip to my point on the Sixers. Man, Ben Simmons is a fraud. Let's just go ahead and call. Everybody got piped up because he shot a jump shot and pick up ball. And then he shoot one jump shot in preseason. And everybody jump on to start drinking the Kool-Aid.
All right, so I love Ben Simmons, all right? I do, Stevie. I think calling him a fraud is like
calling him a fraud.
It's like heresy.
Him a fraud.
But let me ask you a question. Forget about shooting the basketball and all the other stuff. You recognize what he does on the floor, right? Like, that there are few 6'11 people on the planet.
I knew you were going that way.
But this is, it's obvious. Like, I'm watching him run the break against Minnesota, and he's giving you a no-look pass to Tobias.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, I get it. Yeah, shoot the ball.
Can I give you a rebuttal to that?
Sure.
Okay. Here's the thing what I see. That's all nice and well, but if you shut down the lane, if you shut down the paint, he becomes ineffective. Just like you've seen in that game. Only 6 points.
Okay,
he
but
ineffective. As the point
all right,
guard,
let me rebuttal. Let me rebuttal that. Now, if you know that they're gonna sag, there's a million different ways to attack that. And this is where I really want Brett to. Now, I think he's trying different things. But if, like, for instance, if Baines is sagging, what do you do? You can, that's when you have a full head of steam to drive the lane.
But here's the thing.
Or you bring him even further out because you have to, which is where your space is. And you run him off, and he could shoot a 10-footer. I'm not asking to shoot threes.
Go ahead. Yeah, but what I need out of Ben Simmons is, when it comes down to it, if you know that they're going to take away what you like to do, you still have to be a factor and be able to create your own.
I agree.
If you take the paint away, he is gone. He's like a magician.
Okay, but
he
you're not taking
gone.
It away. That's my point, is that you're not taking it away. Stevie, you know, I hear you with this whole argument. I'm allowing because he played poorly, so I have no leg to stand on. But the first five games, I thought he really improved. Like, I think he's a tremendous talent who is challenged in getting off any perimeter game. And I know that's the first thing you think about. But the other, I can't ignore the other stuff he does. His vision, his passing, his defense. I mean, he had, you know, 720 had seven steals in the game. Like at some point in his career, he's going to have a triple double where it's 10 steals, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. Like it's going to happen. Leo, West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Leo.
Yo, 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 it's Leo, not the pizza.
Oh, Leo. What's up, Leo? What's
going on? Oh, no, it's Leo. I'm just subbing it out.
I like Leo, man. Yeah. Leo's cool. I know a couple of Leos downtown.
No doubt. Yeah, man. I just wanted to speak. I speak on the Eagles, and I had a question for you. But I'll save it for the end. Yeah. So I'm on the same page with you with the Eagles. I'm extremely pessimistic. My fandom won't allow me to count us out, though. Like I still have us making the playoffs.
I can dig that.
I don't know. I don't know if we can make it to the promised land, but you know, you got to make it in, and then you just got to win. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, listen.
I feel the same way. I'm like, intellectually, you and I kind of see it the right way, right? I see it in a certain way, and then our heart is going to fight and say, well, hopefully things happen, and you know, there's some mysticism, and they're able to make the playoffs.
Right. And there's just question marks all over the field, and that's the part that makes me pessimistic. It's just like, all right, we got Jalen Mills and Ronald Darby back. You know, that's obviously a big help, but there's still question marks all over the defense. I don't know what we're doing with our running back still. It's just frustrating, man. But I still believe in this, and you know.
You're a good fan.
It's tough sometimes.
You're a good fan, Leo. We cannot allow
Dallas to come in here and get another W. If we have any testicular fortitude,
I know.
We can't allow them to come here and shove our face in the mud like they did at their home. You know what I mean? So
no, listen, Lee, I'm with you. I'm completely with you. I mean, you can't lose yet again. How many straight now is it that they have lost to Dallas? Would that be six in a row? Yeah, I mean, come on, that's got to end. I feel you, brother.
Right. And, you know, like, but I had my best friend over my house watching the last time we played Dallas, and he was just marching and stomping all up and through my living room. I can't allow that.
Nah, man.
A second time, you know what I mean?
Nah, I'm with you. I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. Four in a row.
Yeah.
They lost four in a row to those stinking creeps.
Yeah, we got to do something about that. And, so I believe we'll have a solid showing and not allow it to happen again. But you know, going forward, like I said, we just got to make the playoffs, right? And who knows what can happen. But I think we'll
be
all right.
What was your question, Leo?
So my question was, I'm a coach for the West Philadelphia Football Panthers, 14U. We just won the championship this past Sunday. Yeah, we just won the AYF.
Congratulations.
Right, so my question was, we're going to Florida in December. I wanted to know if you guys do any type of sponsorship programs or who would I reach out to about that type of thing.
See, we don't, and this is not a good time for the station, for any of this media. No. But we don't, but here's the deal. Keep us abreast. Like, if there's anything we could do to drum it up, you know, I'd be happy to do that. I love what you guys are doing with the kids, man. It's beautiful.
Yeah, man. I got a great bunch of guys. They're scholars on top of being athletes.
Oh, good man, bro. That's great, Leo. Yeah, Way to go, coach. I love it.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, you got to keep us in touch. Let us know what happens, all right?
How would I go about that? Like an email type of thing? Or?
Yeah, hold on. But talk to the tuner. So he'll set you straight. Hold on, coach. That's nice. I love that stuff. I mean, these kids, you know, the idea of the experience. That's why I'm such a sports proponent for children. You know, the experience of going down and go to Florida and play, that's an awesome thing. Awesome thing. Let's talk to Flint. Flint, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Flint?
What's going on, Anthony?
How are you, Flint?
I think I can brighten your day just a little bit, okay?
Yeah, go for it, babe.
All right, I'm living in upstate New York, so I live off the Fanatic app, right? So, you know, before every morning when I start up my app, you know what I hear in the morning, right?
What do you hear?
Steven Singer ready for love, damn it, engagement rings are ready to go. Whether your budget is 500 or 5,000, Steven has the perfect ring for you all at the perfect price. Online at HeySteven Singer.com or at the other corner of 800 Philly. That's all right.
a cop.
Well, I loved pretty good, man. You got
you got it, man.
You got it. Hey, where you at? Where you at in upstate New York?
You can start me out at Ithaca, New York.
University. Has it started snowing yet?
Here tomorrow is going to be the day.
Oh, damn.
And you know what?
Yeah.
And you know, I do heating and air conditioning, so you know that's going to be like a nonstop thing. You know?
Oh, good. Well, you get some work, man. Good for you, brother.
But you know I'm from Philly, though.
Oh, right? Come on. Listen, you don't need to put that out there. I hate your accent. You got to fall off the accent.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, cool. I just want to make sure.
Listen, I've been all around the country. I know one of us when I hear one. Listen, you're talking to me. I got stuck with this muddy Philadelphia patois, as they say. So, yeah. It's a curse. What are you going to do?
We get so much respect up here, though. After winning that Super Bowl, it's like the year they won the Super Bowl, people were coming up to me.
That's cool.
Treating me to drinks and everything.
Cool.
Look, the Eagles, okay?
Yeah.
I'm leaving this season alone. I'm watching the season. It's like everybody's up in arms, like they don't see what's really going on. It's injury, okay? Injury has plagued us since the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? People don't even realize that. We won the Super Bowl with a bunch of backups. Okay? Very little starters. Okay? So, I don't know if they're on a Super Bowl high or not, but I'm sure, I feel like I'm sure that everyone is doing their best to try to keep winning, especially as far as Carson Wentz, as far as Howie, as far as Doug. Like, I don't think they want to lose on purpose. I don't think they want to on purpose piss the fan base off. The moves that they're making are something that we're not in on. So right. Unless we know somebody who's in on what they're doing, I don't see why we're, you know, just leave the season alone. Like, don't anticipate wins, don't anticipate losses.
See, it's so hard to do that. Yeah, like, you not understand as a fan, like, you know, that's what we do. You're right. Like, go over the schedule. Like, I can't do that. Like, I got to go into, you know, schedule anonymous. You know what I mean?
I'm just putting it out there just so when it's time.
I hear you. You know why? What? You got stronger. You have the stronger intestinal fortitude, man. You got self-control. I got no self-control.
I know that's right. All right, y'all take care,
you
man.
You too, Flint.
Get back to work.
Keep warm, man. Thanks, buddy. Take it easy. Yeah, I can't just take the season. I would just, what? I have no hope, no prayer for that. None whatsoever. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. I was thinking, but we had a caller. He was awesome. He said, you know, because listen, you make a million mistakes. Like, I'd make a million mistakes during the course of 4 hours, right? Just because it's in the course of conversation. And it's off the cuff, it's improv, like, it's all that stuff. But I was laughing because my man said testicular fortitude. Which is actually better, right? It's actually better, man. I loved it. All right, 610-632-0975. You can jump on board. The Tunis is over there. I'm Cuz. As we take inventory with the birds. All right, let's talk a little Baxter. I want to put the entire medical process into Baxter with DeSean Jackson. Like, I don't want to throw DeSean into Baxter, but every decision, and he made a decision too. Like, I want to put it on the Baxter because him not coming back crushed my season. Like, he's the biggest reason why, in my estimation, they're not a playoff team. His absence. All right. Well, the Baxter can handle any job. It's the most convenient and affordable way to help with any of your big home projects or cleanups. The Baxter bag, a 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag, sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, and just for $29.99. That's right. So maybe you got some plans, right? You get the holidays coming up, so you clean up the garage, the attic, your basement, remodeling, whatever it is. Baxter bag can handle it. pros or to Joes, my man Marco from Crow Construction. He uses the Bagster. He always says it to me all the time. Go buy it, you fill it, you schedule your collection, poof, it's gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find the store nearest you for more details. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up, the Bagster. Dumpster. In a bag.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
How was the, I missed the games because Little Ant sang, Little Ant's choir at St. Margaret was at the Flyers game last night.
Duke, Kansas was good. It was ugly.
Was it?
Ugly basketball. It was the first game of the year type of basketball. But the matchup and the rivalry, and it was a close game. Nobody ever, it wasn't a blowout, so it was entertaining, but it was ugly.
Kansas was up early, right?
Yeah, they were up early. Duke came back hitting threes. So that's what kept them in the game pretty much. Kansas couldn't shoot at all yesterday, worth a lick. I like that Azubuike.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of his.
Yeah.
Big man.
And then the Kentucky game, I didn't get a chance to see him onto that. Kentucky, Michigan State. Michigan State, Kentucky's good. I mean, Kentucky's obviously good, but I thought Michigan State would have been better.
That kid on Kentucky, we were just watching it during the break. The big shot, they were up two. And he takes a few steps in front of the half-court line, just drills it. That's a killer right there.
That is a killer. In the Nova, big win. And Temple, Abe McKee gets a win.
They didn't cover, but they won. I'm all about the win.
That's good. When Nova crushes. Well, college hoop.
It's good to have it back.
It is good. There was...
Just means more to watch, which is awesome.
I know. You know, it's funny because VG said it. So college basketball starts. And think about this for a second. When it ends, it'll be springtime. Right?
Wow. Yeah. It's crazy.
Right? Because it's a long season, unlike college football. Because college football is not that long of a season. So today is the 150th anniversary of college football.
Isn't that amazing?
On this day, Rutgers beat, who was it, Harvard?
Princeton,
that's it. 6-4.
Yeah, so I was trying to figure out what the rules were. I think they counted by ones back then.
Yeah, no sevens, yeah.
I don't think it was sixes or sevens or anything like four. That.
That's how we used to play in the street. You play street football, you play by ones.
First score. Seven.
5-3. Who's ball?
Why is it always seven?
I don't know. Basketball's not.
If basketball's 11 or 21.
Right, 11 by two.
Yep.
If you go by ones, you're going to win by two. Did you play that?
Yeah. Did you do that for football? I didn't do win by two in football.
I think we did. I don't remember. I think we did.
That's why those games went on forever.
They were the best. And then I used to like better counting by twos.
Like the even number?
Yeah. So depending where you played, some of the old school guys would go by two. You could play, they would play 40 win by four. Those were like epic games.
Yes.
I just love it. Let's play again. I was one of those kids. I could be bleeding from my feet if I want to play again. Frank in Norristown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Frankie.
Hey, it's Freddie B. Remember me at Court Police?
Yes, Freddie B. How are you?
All right. Listen, Howie has screwed up my whole winter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
Two weeks. With no Deshaun, then you start looking. You have to.
I agree. I wanted so badly. I talked about it for months. I mean, literally, the minute he goes down, I want Emmanuel Sanders.
Hey, I'm telling you, at all the draft picks he's got, man, Howie's last few drafts have been pathetic at best.
Last year's starting to look good. I mean, Sanders and Adela can play.
But I'm saying, you jump up to get Carson Wentz, and every year you've never addressed anything for him, actually.
I agree. Yeah, listen, I'm with you. I agree.
You know what I mean? Come on, man. And then everybody's talking about Carson. Well, Carson's waiting for somebody to separate. It's not happening. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Well, think about it. If you're going to build a team around Wentz, don't you build a team with, like, dramatic offensive players?
I'm thinking about Dalvin Cook. I'm thinking about the guy Brown.
Freddie, you know who I wanted. You know I wanted Dalvin Cook. Hollywood. You know, I mean, you're right.
Yeah. And then, I don't know. All I can say, let me get this out before I hang up.
Sure. Go ahead, Freddie.
Tell everybody to stop worrying about the Sixers. Ben's going to be all right.
Yeah, you know what's amazing to me? They lost their first game, and it was sky was falling.
And them guys were hanging on too, because if Embiid's there, they win.
Ben didn't play well. All right, he was horrible. I agree. However, all that said, he did play good defense, and when Horford ties the game, I thought they win the game.
Me too.
I did. I swore they're going to win. I can't wait for tonight, 9 o'clock, Salt Lake City. Yeah.
Okay, this is for Jim Schwartz. Jim, when Dallas gets here, you hit him with a blitz the first play of the game. You let him know what's coming, because when he gets blitzed, Dak gets nervous, man.
Yeah, the only problem I worry about is that their offense is so multifaceted, right? Because they had such a great running game, he just creates mismatches because of what you have to do with the safety. So he just creates space on the field. There's a couple ways to create space on the field, right? If you have the best running back in football, like the Cowboys do, or the Giants with Barkley, so you have such a dynamic runner, a top five running back in the league, or you have ridiculous speed on the outside, because that's the 101. It's all about the safety, right? Does a safety have to come and play up in the box? Does a safety have to go give help on the outside? So it's all about, you know, how teams play you. And the Eagles, you know, listen, I like Jordan Howard, and I'm starting to feel real good about Miles Sanders down the line. There are receivers and receivers. They're not good enough offensively to impact how the teams play. I play the Eagles straight up. I mean, you kidding me? I'm loading up the box. Go ahead. You want to beat me? Go ahead. That's how I would play the Eagles. I'm shocked if anyone, why you don't crowd the box against the Eagles. It is 11 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the fabulous Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.